Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There is one thing I know after having lived all these years, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, guess what? Not even our failures. That's incredible news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, To Be Loved. This song is from the recording I Belong to Jesus, Volume 2, and it was written on March 20th, way back in 1993. In the early days of my public ministry, the Lord had me sharing my music and my story literally all over the nation. A huge blessing in my life in those early days was the body of Christ, especially in West Texas and the Panhandle area of Texas. It seems I was always receiving invitations to minister in churches in that region, and I went, regardless of how large or how small the congregation. I just wanted to share with others what God had done for me, and it really was that simple. And if my memory serves me correctly, I had ministered in Hartley, Texas and La Mesa, Texas that same weekend. While in La Mesa, after seeing many, many people with the same basic needs and hurts, just different circumstances, I knew I was on the right track concerning what God would have me share. Regardless of how many different stories or how many varying wounds I come across, the answer was always the same: Jesus. I remember receiving this song in the sanctuary of Northridge United Methodist Church in La Mesa. When faced with hurts of so many, when seeing the devastating results and consequences of sin, I could not help but feel deeply loved by the Lord. He took all our sin. He took all our suffering. He experienced all our grief and punishment on the cross. He spent time with the down and out. He spent time with the hurting ones. And he always ministered life and hope. He just walked in love. And according to him, love never fails. It became obvious to me that every human heart has the same basic need. That's to know and to be known, to be loved. And Jesus was the only one who could ever meet such a deep need in the heart of a person, regardless of their struggles, regardless of their wounds, regardless of their circumstances. Jesus said it like this in John 15, verses 12 and 13. This is my commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. Let's listen to this song, To Be Loved, and allow the Holy Spirit to just minister wave upon wave upon wave of His pure, amazing, boundless love on your heart and mind.
Father, if we were all to be honest, what would our greatest need consist of? We say, if we were all honest, simply our greatest need is to be loved. From the strong and stable man, to the single-minded woman, to the man not even sure he is a man. To the lonely, hurting children, to the old abandoned soul, we need love to make us whole. To be loved is like a harbor in a storm, to be anchored so securely at the heart, you can't be torn. To be loved is just what every heart would give their life to be. Held just once by one who would not leave. To be loved is what we need. And only one love sin, bearing my pain. Only one love could ever be true love. Others will fail, but this love will remain.
When will it remain?
Through the fiery trials of life, through the endless days of prison, through the darkness of rejection's blinding rain, through the days we hurt so badly and we seem to cry in vain. So securely at the heart, you can't be torn. To be loved is just what every heart would give their life to be. Held just once by one who would not leave. To be loved is what this world will use you and leave you to die. This world will crush you and abuse you and leave you hard and dry. But Jesus will love you.
He'll love you.
And he will cry.
He will cry when you cry.
Securely at the heart, you can't be torn. To be loved is just what every heart would give their life to be. Held just once by one who would not leave. To be loved is what we
Father, thank you for loving us like that. I pray over all the brokenhearted out there. Ask you to come alongside them right now. Father, there is so much brokenness in our world, so much hurt, so much pain. Help us to understand that you are there in the midst of that sorrow and hurt and pain with us, and that you will waste nothing. Thank you for loving us like that, Father. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. I forgot how much I loved that song. How much it was born out of the own pain, my own pain and suffering. And
A lot of the fire that I've had to go through in my life is a result of my sin. But God has been patient, and he has been kind, and he has been good. And he is jealous for me and his love. And I want to love him like that. I do. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8 says this. Love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. It does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. It is not provoked. It does not take into account a wrong suffered. It does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But if there are gifts of prophecy, they will be done away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will be done away. But now faith, hope, love abide these three. But the greatest of these is love. We will come in contact with people today, and we can rest assured that their number one need is to know and to be known, whether they even know it or not themselves. That makes being an ambassador for Christ all the more important for us, because we know what people need. Here's my challenge to us today. Love people right where they are, but love them enough to not leave them there. After all, isn't that what Jesus did for you and me? Just saying. Let's be like Jesus to those around us today. Today's episode is brought to you, as usual, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you can find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artist and my beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And in case you haven't heard, there's a way you can support the work of ministry God has called me to. And he's called me to continue doing what he's called me to. And what he's called me to is setting the captive free and binding up broken hearts and reminding people who they are in Christ. And I'd like to ask you to consider, coming alongside me via a brand new service. This new service is called Patreon, and you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Would you mind checking it out and consider becoming a patron? Just go to patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. And there is actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. That's the Donate Online button at allinallchurch.com. It's simple and easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Check it out. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and basically anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song To Be Loved from the live recording I Belong to Jesus, Volume 2, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else today, today's the day to remember this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.